This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jamie Lee Acosta, date of birth, November 2nd, 1993, case ID number 2027578, date of examination, March the 1st, 2022, duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Carlos Vela, dated 2/5/2017, and a Social Security questionnaire. Identifying information. This is a 28-year-old lesbian who is married to another female and has no children. She is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she worked as a provider for 6 months. During that time, she worked 2 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She has never worked at anything else. At the present time, she lives with her lesbian wife with other family members in their home and is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, congenital adrenal hyperplasia. Number two, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, sleep disorder, comma, and loss of appetite. And number three, diabetes mellitus. History of present illness. Number one, adrenal insufficiency, congenital. The claimant states that since birth, she has had adrenal insufficiency. The claimant states at birth, she had a resection of her ovary, but not of her adrenal glands. No other surgeries have been performed. At the present time, she's on various medications for her congenital adrenal insufficiency, which consists in fludrocortisone, 0.1 milligram QD, hydrocortisone, 10 milligrams QAM and 5 milligrams QHS, levothyroxine, 0.75 milligrams QD, At the present time, her condition is stable. However, she has been hospitalized various times for electrolyte imbalance secondary to low cortisol levels. However, her condition at this time is being treated and stable. Allegation number two, depression slash decreased appetite slash anxiety slash sleep disorder. The claimant states that since 2020, because of her multiple problems, she has been suffering from multiple symptoms of depression. At the present time, she's on no medications for this condition and states that her condition appears to be stable and improving a little bit. Allegation number three, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2007, she was having symptoms of polyuria, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss. She denies polyphagia. She denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, laser of the eyes, nephropathy, neuropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She checks her blood glucose every day, and she states it usually comes out in the 70s. The lowest her blood sugar has been is 52, and the highest has been 230. At the present time, she's on no medication for her diabetes. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 5.2, which is very well controlled. And she states that this condition came about secondary to her adrenal congenital insufficiency. Limitations: the claimant can walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb two flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to use a skillet, sweep a room, or put her clothes on. The claimant states her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, but not doing anything else. She has no assistive devices and takes no medication for pain, and she states she does no other physical activity, that her wife apparently does everything for her. Family history: the father is 48 and has diabetes mellitus. Her mother is 49 with hypertension. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, history of fatty liver, comma, congenital adrenal insufficiency, comma, abdominal pain, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, sleep disorder, comma, and decreased appetite. Major surgeries: appendectomy at the age of 8 years, ovarian cyst removal, and ovarian resection at the time of birth. Nasal bone fracture with surgical repair. Social history: the claimant states that she does not smoke. She denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: marijuana. The claimant states she smokes a joint every day. Her last one was yesterday on 2/28/22. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies having hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.7, weight 114 pounds, height 4 feet 10 and 3/4 inches, BP 131 over 94 mmHg, heart rate 72 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, the BMI 24, medications: fludrocortisone 0.1 milligram QD, hydrocortisone 10 milligrams QAM and 5 milligrams QHS, levothyroxine 0.75 milligrams QD, vitamin D, QD, dicyclonine 20 milligrams QD, PRN is needed, famotidine 20 milligrams QD, ondansetron, ODT, 4 milligrams PRN for nausea and vomiting. General: this is a 28-year-old lesbian female who appears to be her stated age and in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The last two sentences: visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. The claimant was somewhat uncompliant and not very cooperative in the eye exam. Snellen vision: OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. And binocular corrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to skin. No lesions were appreciated over the body. However, the claimant did have multiple tattoos. Could you drop down to functional capacity on the last page? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in her workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, congenital adrenal hyperplasia, dash being treated at this time, confirmed with medical records from Dr. Carlos Vela. Her condition appears to be stable. Number two, depression, anxiety, sleep disorder, and loss of appetite, dash not being treated at this time, but appears to be stable. Number three, diabetes mellitus, non-insulin dependent, not being treated at this time. However, appears to be well controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 5.2. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Jamie Lee Acosta.